We have two administration sources that say that the former Washington State Governor, Gary Locke, by the way, the first Chinese-American governor in the United States, is the president's choice to become a Commerce Secretary. We don't know exactly when this announcement may be made, but it's clear that Mr. Locke, who is now in private practice, or Governor Locke, I should say, has tagged all the political bases in the Democratic Party. One would think one needs to tag before rising to the rank of cabinet level. He's been a two-term governor. He's been a member of Congress on the Appropriations Committee, I might add. Let's see. He was in the Washington State Legislature. He was a county executive, and he's really made the rounds. He hasn't been a senator, but you can clearly see him reaching cabinet level in the Obama administration.
And do we know anything at all about, have they discussed the Census Bureau with him? That was part of the contention, I think, over Judd Gregg, is because the administration was saying it wanted the census count to, depending on who you listen to, report directly to the president and not to the Commerce Secretary. Well, or has that even come up yet in this case?
I don't think it's come up yet, but since you raise it, Tom, I think what I would say about that is my familiarity with Gary Locke goes back to the 90s when he was a county executive, and he was thought to be a loyal Democrat, a stalwart Democrat, an ally of President Clinton, I might add. And I think that if President Obama wants the White House to run the census, I think that there would be some sort of understanding they would reach if Gary Locke were Commerce Secretary. That's what I would think about that.
Well, I think that because Judd Gregg was a Republican, that's why the issue was raised in the first place. Because he had voted specifically against some funding for Commerce, you know, for the agency itself. There were some, especially advocates, that were a little circumspect about his appointment at Commerce. But with a Democrat in charge, that might not be the same problem, right?
That's right. I think that's right. And I think Democrats, by the way, and probably Gary Locke, are on the same page on what ought to happen right in the census. If people are not familiar with the dispute, it has to do with the statistical sampling. You know, basically what the Democrats say are that African Americans are being undercounted.
And also Hispanics, I think.
And Hispanics. Yeah. Minorities are being undercounted. Now, the Republicans point out that the United States Constitution says specifically you are to count each American. Doesn't say anything about statistical sampling. So you have a philosophical difference here, and I think that President Obama will do it the way President Obama wants. Why? Because he's president of the United States. Now, you know, of course,
there you go.
You know, that statistic sampling.
And he won't eat broccoli.
That's
no, he might eat broccoli. That was
President Bush, yeah. Right. But look, you know, there are deep ramifications of all of this. If the Democrats do statistic sampling of African Americans and Hispanics, those are people who tend to vote Democratic. Mm-hmm. That is likely to benefit the Democratic Party. It is likely to benefit them through redistricting. So you could say this is a big political power play.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, what do they say? Elections have consequences.
That's right.
Well, Dick, in terms of this Mr. Locke, it sounds like the Obama administration might be moving back to its original kind of mode of no drama. You know, we had the phrase no drama Obama, and there was a little bit of drama because Judd Gregg was a well-known conservative Republican. In the case of Gary Locke, it sounds like this is somebody that no one could disagree with, Democrat could.
I don't know if he's paid his taxes.
No.
I mean, you know, and we laugh, but I mean, it's just amazing to me. I guess I'm just old fashioned. I was raised with the old saw. There are two things you need to do in life: die and pay your taxes. But I see so many high ranking officials now who don't do that. You know, I don't know what to think about that. And, you know, presumably they will properly vet him to see that he's done all of that right. We still have the labor secretary job that's open. Hilda Solis has not yet filled that position because apparently her husband has some issues with properly paying taxes.
Yeah, but hers is more about, we're hearing that there's concerns over her lobbying for a pro-labor group.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there she's got her other issues. But let's get back to Mr. Locke for a second.
Sure.
And he's also going to represent U.S. business, you know, overseas, especially in China, which is where commerce spends a lot of its time. So what are his views on free trade and a lot of those issues? Do we know?
He's a free trader as far as I know. I've met him at Asian Pacific Economic Summit in Seattle. He would be a good pick for that, not just because he's Chinese-American, but hailing from Washington State, people know who have landed at SeaTac Airport. You get the announcements in American, Spanish, and Chinese. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of trade with the East there. It's mm-hmm. a very important trading partner of not just China, but Japan as well. So any politician who's risen in the ranks of Washington State politics presumably would be well-schooled in international trade with the Far East.
Yeah, and just one final point in the AP story that they mentioned that Mr. Locke had given a package of tax breaks to Boeing to make sure that it assembled the new Dreamliner airplane in Seattle, because it wasn't long ago that that company picked up and moved from Seattle to Chicago. That was the headquarters. And so he sounds like there's an edge of practicality there, too.
Right, and I certainly wouldn't describe that, and I don't think you would either, as protectionism. Seattle and indeed all of Washington and the Pacific Northwest jealously guard Boeing aircraft, which is mm-hmm. one of the most important exporters in the United States.